This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN General Assembly is meeting this morning, and as it opened, the talk was of COVID and the climate crisis.
We face a moment of truth. Now is the time to deliver. Now is the time to restore trust. And now is the time to inspire hope.
The Secretary General says the world has to wake up, as he put it, as it wrestles with the COVID and climate crisis. A lot of people will be watching as President Biden addresses the meeting now. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
White House officials say Biden plans to put a heavy emphasis on the need for world leaders to work together on the COVID pandemic, meet past obligations to address climate change, head off emerging technology issues, and firm up trade rules. The president was expected to release new plans to assist the global vaccination effort and to talk about the U.S. plan to meet its part of financial commitments that the U.S. and other developed nations made in 2009 to help poorer nations adopt clean energy technology, according to a senior administration official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to preview Biden's remarks. Julie Walker, New York.
Johnson & Johnson says a booster of its vaccine, given either 2 months or 6 months after the first shot, provides a stronger immune response months after people get their first dose. The results have not yet been published or vetted by other scientists. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says this morning those images of what appear to be Border Patrol agents on horseback rounding up migrants trying to cross the Texas border horrified him. An investigation's underway. Authorities are once again searching a swampy preserve area near the home of the boyfriend wanted for questioning in the disappearance of Gabby Petito. They think it was her body that was found in Wyoming. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest from Afghanistan.
Afghanistan's Taliban has named more deputy ministers, doubling down on an all-male team. Taliban officials have expanded an interim cabinet list by naming more male ministers and failing to appoint any women, therefore making more pronounced a hardline course despite the international outcry that followed their initial presentation of an all-male lineup earlier this month. Spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid has defended the latest additions to the cabinet, saying it includes members of ethnic minorities such as the Hazaris and that women might be added later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A distraught man jumped off the roof of a New York apartment building and landed on another man 12 stories below, killing both of them, say police. It happened last night. The man who jumped was 25 years old. The other man was 61. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.